Today is Friday, the 28th of February, in the 7th week of Ordinary Time. Salt of the Sound, sing Listen. Today's reading is from the letter of James.
Beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Indeed, we call blessed those who showed endurance. You have heard of the endurance of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. Above all, my beloved, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation.
No one likes to think of themselves as a grumbler, but most of us do it from time to time. Grumbling is what we tend to resort to when it's all we have left to do, when we feel something is wrong, but we're powerless to change it. What are the situations you face when you have perhaps given up and resorted to grumbling? James also talks here about suffering, patience, and endurance. Where might God be calling you to patient endurance in your life? Is it in some of the same situations you thought of before, where you have lost hope? As you hear the reading again, listen out for the encouragement that God is trying to give you through these words. What is God trying to say to you?
Beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Indeed, we call blessed those who showed endurance. You have heard of the endurance of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. Above all, my beloved, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes, and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation.
Let your yes be yes, and your no be no. Speak plainly and simply, honestly and openly, says James. And you can do the same with God, who is listening to you now. Speak to him honestly now, as one friend speaks to another, about whatever this prayer time has stirred in you. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.